for years just, you know, unconsciously dump things. And so the ears that we have on either side of our head are like little drain holes in that sense. And whatever we put in here, it ends in the bay of our heart. And the heart is the center of the consciousness, according to the science of yoga. And interestingly enough, when we leave this body, which we will at some point, it's our consciousness that molds our future. And therefore, the science of consciousness is the supreme science, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. And so, how to develop the consciousness so that we end up in a spiritual destination and not entrapped, again, in a cycle of birth and death in the material world, which is called samsara. This is the great science of molding consciousness, and therefore this is, we have the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, how to develop this kind of consciousness. So whatever experiences we have, they go in the ear, they go in the heart, they remain, and they propel us forward wherever we're going in our next destination. So home is where the heart is. And when we were watching these birds, there's a lot of geese flying around. And there's something magical about those geese. Do you see them also? You can hear them coming across honking. And they fly in a V formation. Have you seen them? I think they're Canadian honkers. At least they should be called that, because they're honking so much. But they land in this lake right over here. And we just saw earlier tonight how a flock of them came. And they circled around, they saw the lake, apparently they're going cross-country somewhere, and then they noticed that little pond that's out in back here. And they circled around a couple times, and then they all landed with a splashing noise onto the... And then they look so calm and peaceful and happy, sitting on the water. Because it must be really hard flying through the sky like that. And we had a sense when we watched that of kind of satisfaction. And when I came home, I looked up a verse that's in the Srimad Bhagavatam that talks about how when a traveler comes home, he or she feels happy and satisfied. When you're on the road traveling, you get what you get. But when you're home, you get what your heart really desires. That's the definition of home. And so this next song is meant to bring us to that sense of feeling of coming home to our real spiritual home. And did we pass it on already?
No, we passed it on.
Okay. So this song is also by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it's a popular song because it really rocks. And Doyal Nitai Chet. Doyal means mercy. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya. So it's a song about Nitai and Chaitanya. And the author is saying, oh, my mind dances. My mind dances. My mind dances when I think about the mercy of Nitai and Chaitanya.
It's the last page of the handout that you get.
And I'll just demonstrate how the first part goes. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nachri armar mandoyal nitai chaitanya bole. Nachri armar man. We'll need one more kartalas. In fact, if we have four kartalas who can follow well, that would be the best. Good percussion on this is necessary. Nachri armar man. Nachri armar man. Song, we'll come back to that. That's the refrain. Now, this is again, this is a song about the mercy of Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and how they're giving out this process, which is so joyful, that the author is saying, when I think of it, My mind dances. So the first object of yoga is to control the mind. It's very difficult to control. But by remembering Chaitanya Nitai, the mind dances. You achieve in 5 seconds the perfection of yoga. And then he talks about in the process of doing the mantra, chanting the mantra, there are offenses to be avoided. Because when you chant the mantra, if you live a life which is a life of dedication and you chant, then you'll get the effect very quickly. But if you're doing other things that distract you from the mantra, then you don't get the effect so quickly. But he says, when chanting these names of Nitai and Chaitanya, there are no offenses considered whatsoever. Even if you're the most offensive person, you'll still get the happiness just by chanting Nitai and Chaitanya. That's how powerful this mantra is. And I warn you now, once you sing this song, if you haven't sung it before, you can leave the room if you like now, because once you sing it, you'll never get out of your head. And for me, it's not a bad thing, but everywhere I go, because I've sung the song in many places, people always say, let's sing the song again, because... And kids come up, everyone comes up and say, we got to have the song again, because there's an earworm in this song. And in the record industry, there's a record executives, when they're trying to find the next big hit, they look for the earworm, that's what they call it. It sticks in your mind and you can't get it out. So this song has an earworm, but it's spiritual. So then the song talks about how when you dedicate yourself to this process of Krishna consciousness, then you'll become free from all misery. And it says at the end of life, when you've dedicated your life like this, you'll have a beautiful vision of the spiritual world, and you'll go back to that spiritual world because of the mercy of Lord Gauranga. And at the very end, we'll hear, Gaura Kripa Holy Hey. Let's hear everyone say, Gaura Kripa Holy Hey, which means, oh, by the mercy of Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, we'll achieve this perfection of life. Doyal Nitai, you give me what you want to. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nach Reyar Marman. So Nach means to dance, Re means oh, and Man means mind. So let my mind dance to this song, right? Nachri armar man, mind. Nachri armar man. Nachri armar man. Nachri armar man. Nachri armar man. Go! Nachri armar man. Nachri armar man. Thank you.
Darshan.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said, "Tell me, all-knowing astrologer, who was I? What was I in my last life?" So the astrologer looked into the chart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he saw the source of everything, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom all the planets, all the universes, all living entities emanate. He saw the Supreme Absolute Truth. He saw the seas and the mountains and all the energies of the Lord that were emanating from the source. And he came back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he said, "I'm bewildered by what I've seen. It appears to me that in your last life, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Absolute Truth." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I think you must be mistaken, because I know for a fact, in my last life I was a cowherd boy. And because I took care of the cows in this life, I've attained the pious birth as a Brahmin." So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mentioned in the Shastra. He's mentioned in the Vishnu Sahasranam. Suvarna Varnahi Mango Varnangasham Charangari Sanyasa Krishamashanto Nishtashanti Purayanaha. To be the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the age of Kali in a golden color as the sannyasi who dances in ecstasy everywhere, spreading Krishna consciousness. Throughout the Shastra, he is mentioned, but he's in Kali Yuga, the Channa avatar, covered, the hidden incarnation. But the Goswamis of Vrindavan, they've revealed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and brought out to the world through all of their teachings how he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his expression of rasa. And through the Shastra, they've shown that his incarnation is due in the Kali Yuga to spread the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra all over the world. So in the Kali Yuga, the present age, by taking the help of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his process, anyone can attain perfection. And therefore we call out, Gaura Kripa Hole Hey! Nacharyar Marman. Hare Krishna.